back. Thank you. Oh, well, the dulcimer means sweet sound, so I better get into some of those kind of thoughts. This is a... got to fill a couple of requests here, and this is one of them from... next act up, Miss Karen Mueller. Had to beg and plead with me at lunch today for all of about 2 seconds to get me to do this song. It's kind of one of my newer songs. I've been doing it now for a year or so. A little thing called Tennessee Valentine. Tennessee Valentine, hold me close and call me dear one more time. We'll waltz in the moonlight and kiss beneath the pines. Would you be my Tennessee Valentine? Heart to heart and hand in hand, our love was sweet harmony. We slipped out of tune way too soon. Still trying to find the key. So would you be my Tennessee Valentine? Hold me close and call me dear one more time. We'll waltz in the moonlight and kiss beneath the pines. Would you be my Tennessee Valentine? I loved you then, I love you now. I pray that you will be mine. You hold the key to my melody, my song that is just for you and me. So would you my Tennessee Valentine, hold me close and call me dear one more time. We'll waltz in the moonlight and kiss beneath the pines. Would you be my Tennessee Valentine? Would you be my Tennessee Valentine? Thank you. The request lines are open. This next one's going out to Miss Margaret Rexroad, who takes care of the Augusta store and is out there doing her best to get us gas money home. And she makes a mighty fine molasses cookie. And this is one of her favorites. It's that old Hank Williams, "I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry."
Thank you.
Thank you. Looks like I got time for one more. I want to thank all my students for working so hard this week. We've had a good time, and we get to go even a little longer tomorrow. But it is a pleasure to be here. I'd like to thank Margot and Jerry Mills and Joyce and all the people who make this happen. And all those people in the kitchen who've been keeping me fed all week. Pizza, pasta, and chicken. And tonight I went over there and they had this beautiful roast pork and there was nobody in there except me and Jerry Mills. We had a dinner all to ourselves. But Karen Mueller will be up next, and I think I'll leave you with another little piece of Tennessee here. A little bit of that rockabilly, Rocky Top. Doug, this one's for you. Thank y'all very much. Karen Mueller will be up next.
Subject is ramps. Oh, you're going to get to participate in a very favorite Elkins custom here, all right? Because at tomorrow, at the ramp, on Saturday at the Ramp Festival, there's a stirring occasion with the singing of what's called the National Rampthem. Okay? Now you're going to get a little preview of that because I brought with me tonight the lovely Mrs. Blackley. So will you all please rise for the singing of the National Rampthem?
Which will, of course, be followed immediately by the ceremonial throwing out of the first ramp. So, oh, say, can you smell every spring by the sink what we gladly inhale as the ramps we are cleaning, whose green leaves and white stalks give a terrible stink. or the ramparts we watch in the pot while they're steaming, and the teacher's mad glare, the foul stench in the air, give proof the next day that the ramps are still there. Oh, say, does that odor so pungent yet wave around the heads of the strong and the homes of the brave?
Thank you, sweetheart. Okay. For those of you that aren't around from around here, this kind of craziness happens every once in a while, like every year. Back in the days when Becky was the Empress of the Auto Harp, we used to travel to the Walnut Valley Festival in Winfield, Kansas every year when she was running the Auto Harp Championship, the International Auto Harp Championship. One day, this local 18-year-old girl with long flaxen hair came to compete with some of the best auto harp players in the business. Her technique was flawless, her musical instincts were sure, her confident take charge playing just blew everybody away. She was a knockout. That's how I met Karen Mueller, who went on to become the International Auto Harp Champion. She learned to perform and teach a variety of instruments. Karen now lives in Minneapolis, where she teaches auto harp, of course, dulcimer, guitar, vocals. She's been a touring musician for the past 10 years, and in 1994, she was one of the featured showcase artists at the North American Folk Music and Dance Alliance. Now this week, she's been teaching advanced beginning mountain dulcimer and the auto, and the auto harp mini class. All right, now, Karen Mueller.
Hi, guys. Hi. Who got the ramp? Did anybody want to claim it? What? Gus. I'm not going to put it in the motorhome, okay? Well, Becky is fond of reminding me at this point, she's known me for half of my life, so if you notice any weirdness in me, I have something to blame. Ha, ha, ha. Well, it's been a great week here. Can't believe it's getting close to being over. This has been, I'm not just saying this for the evaluation, guys. This has been one of the nicest classes that I've ever had anywhere. So, they've done a great job. Are we on here? Okay, this is a tune called Music for a Found Harmonium. Thank you. Thank you. I have a different kind of dulcimer now. Oh, that's attached to the umbilical cord. Where is it going to come out? Ooh. How low can you go? This is the big bad bass dulcimer. Tuned an octave lower, so I've got it in D-A-D here. It's made by Blue Lion. I'm borrowing Maddie's, but I have one back home in Minneapolis. And I've had it for about a year, and I've been thinking about things that just tend to come naturally to the instrument. And I was just doing this one day, and this is what happened. A little Christmas in April. Did you see Snoopy dancing around during that one? That's the Linus and Lucy theme written by Vince Guaraldi for the Charlie Brown Christmas. That first one I did, the music for a found harmonium, is a tune that's written by and performed by a band from England called the Penguin Cafe Orchestra. How's that for a name? For a found dulcimer. Go up to A here and do a medley of fiddle tunes up in A and a pair of tunes. And the first one is a Norman Blake tune called Jeff Davis. Then I'm going to go to Kitchen Gal. Thank you. Thanks a lot. I'm going to switch over to my other dulcimer now, known as the auto parts. I mean, auto harp. Get my finger picks on here. Walk amongst yourselves. Okay. Is that on? All right. I guess this is my talking mic. Thanks for hanging with us so long tonight. I've got a couple last tunes here on the auto harp, and first I'm going to do a set of jigs, kind of like what I did to that kitchen gal, that poor kitchen gal. I had her jigging all around the kitchen there for a minute. That particular arrangement is going to be part of a Mel Bay anthology, Fretted Dulcimer, that is going to be fun and out, I don't know when, maybe in a year or so. Who knows when. I'm going to start with a pair of jigs here. Thanks again for coming. I'm going to finish off here with Forky Deer.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for coming. Take care.
Oh, God, she is wonderful. Anyway, thank you for attending this Spring Dulcimer concert. We should thank some of the people that were responsible. Our stage, our sound man, Bob Smakala, our stage crew, Clay Carter and Les Carraher. The plants are from JoJo's down on Davis Street next to, and that's Nick's Artist at Works, and that's next to the Brick Playhouse, and there's about half of the half of the industrial community right there. There's a couple other people, the people behind, the little people behind the scenes that we should thank. There's Anita Pricecheck, Harry Knuckles, Guy Wire, Natalie Drest, Amanda Be Reckoned With, Pete Moss, Sandy Beach, Eileen Forward, and Warren Peace. Gee whiz. Backstage catering by was Salmonella Rushdie. Okay. And finally, our legal representation is handled by the firm of Howl, Scream, Gripe, and Litigate. Now, the house lights are going to come up now. And for those of you that didn't get a ramp, or for those of you besides the one person that caught that ramp, Becky's got some out there for you. If you've never seen a ramp before, you get to take one home with you. Come on back next year. We're here. And come on to the summertime, because we really have fun then. Thank you and good night.